SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی.
Alan Sheffield, co-founder of MyDNA, thank you so much for joining us today at SBS Radio.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
Today we want to talk about the new research by MyDNA company, which has found that more than a third of Australians are reliant on caffeine. As we know, it's a big part of Australian daily diet. Now, the new research by MyDNA has been able to reveal some new findings about the caffeine consumption. Could you tell us a little bit about the research?
Yeah, look, it was very interesting. I mean, not surprising that about 95% of Australians are, you know, are drinking caffeine. And what we found is about at least, you know, one third of those people are very reliant on caffeine and quite dependent on it. But what was really quite interesting from the data that we got was that almost 75% of caffeine drinkers reported that they're actually not sleeping that well. And in fact, one in four are finding that they, you know, that even though they go to sleep and have a good night's sleep, but they wake up and they don't feel rested at all. And so, you know, some of that can be attributed to how much caffeine they're drinking.
Mm. So how does sleeplessness in general affect people's health?
Yeah, look, I think sleep has a big impact on, you know, lack of sleep has a big impact on people's health, you know, in terms of, you know, their mental health, as well as their, you know, their moods and their concentration. So, I mean, you know, we know that sleep is an important factor. Anybody that's got young kids like myself has gone through lots of sleepless nights.
Yes.
And also it's a hard thing to actually, once you're sort of out of sync in the way that you sleep, you know, sometimes it's hard to get back into a routine.
True. So how does genes come into play when we're talking about caffeine consumption?
Yeah, well, look, that's really interesting. I mean, I think, you know, we all know that there's a lot of variability in the way people process caffeine. So, for example, you know, there are some people that can drink a cup of coffee, you know, 2 hours before they go to bed, let's say, and then they can sleep fine. And then there are those other people who tend to, you know, who really try not to drink any coffee, typically after about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Because they find if they do, then, you know, that really disturbs their night's sleep. In which camp do you sit, Rosa?
Yeah, I can't drink in the afternoons.
You know, so there's a real, you know, so we know that there are differences in, you know, in how people process caffeine. And what's interesting is what we can look at is your DNA, and it can basically tell us how fast or slow we process the caffeine. And thereby, from understanding that, we can also look at some other interesting insights, like how anxious you get from coffee, and also what we mentioned before is how does it disturb your sleep.
Sure. And also, the release part of this new report are some solutions. So what are the recommendations for those who aren't sleeping well due to caffeine consumption?
Look, I think it's really interesting because, you know, there are those people, you know, both you and me, you know, we both can't drink a lot of coffee after 2 o'clock. So, you know, I'm one of those people that just will stop drinking coffee in the afternoon. But there are some interesting things that show that even those people that think that they can drink coffee before they go to bed, that surprisingly, even though they fall asleep, it does disturb their sleep. Mm-hmm. And it does affect what the quality of that sleep is over. But not for everybody, just for some people. So what we can do with the DNA profile is really see whether caffeine's the reason that people are not sleeping well or whether perhaps it's another factor. And we can also look at, you know, at what time or how many hours before bed you should perhaps stop drinking coffee.
Very interesting indeed. So where can people find more information about this?
Well, I would suggest people go to our website, which is www.mydna.life, and they can find out how they can have one of these MyDNA tests. And find out not only about their caffeine sensitivity, but also, you know, how their genetics affects other things like their diet. So it's quite a simple process where it's a simple cheek brush, and you rub a brush on the inside of your cheek and you send off the sample to our lab in Melbourne, and then we will provide you with a report on how you process caffeine.
Interesting indeed. Alan Sheffield, co-founder of MyDNA, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks very much, Rosa.
لگل SBS رادیو بشی کردین.